This show is brought to you by Safety FM.
MALSV. It contains strong language, sexual situations, and violence. It is intended only for mature audiences.
Finally, show with the balls to call it like it is. Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Countdown to audio torture.
The Rated R Safety Show starts in 3, 2, 1.
Let the eardrum pain begin.
Forget the corporate bullshit. This is the Rated R Safety Show with your host, Dr. It doesn't matter who the host is.
Oh, you so know it. Never have, never will. Anyway, so let's talk. Let's do some things. How are you? I hope you're coming off a fantastic weekend. A lot of fun, a lot of things you got going on, a lot of things that you're able to accomplish in a very short period of time. Because I don't think we get a long weekend until this weekend coming up, but don't hold me to it. I'm still living in La La Land when it's all said and done. Anyways, today's Monday, August the 26th of 2024, day 239th of the year, and only 127 days left to go. Yep, that's it. We are broadcasting from the Safety FM studios in Orlando, Florida, and coming across the multiverse known as Safety FM, and then hanging out with our friends and colleagues over there.
Radio Big, streaming 24/7 at RadioBig.fm.
Oh yes, hanging out with the likes of the people in Radio Big, because that is what we do. Always a funner honor time. Yeah, a funner honor. That's what I call it. So fun that it's un. Yeah, you get the point. Anyway, so our show consists of safety in the news and safety. It's kind of how we do our thing. We talk a little bit about this. We talk a little bit about that. We go there. We go here. And then we bring it all together as everything in life would go forward. Yep, that is kind of the way that it goes. That is the rollout. That is the layout. That is the lando in regards to what we do. So we'd love to talk to you. We'd love to get into the freaky eeky about everything that is going on. So with that being said, if you want to interact with the show, callinradio.com will do everything for you. That's callinradio. We'll take care of all those things for you. So all you have to do is just go into our system, give us a little callinradio.com, and then you go into our either video, audio, or text messaging options that are readily available for you. So there you go. That's some options there in regards to that. We are also streaming across multiple networks. So we are on iHeart, Odyssey. We are on our streaming platforms of Safety FM. We are on RadioBig.fm. We are also even on a live podcast catcher. I know that can get a little bit confusing. If your podcast catcher allows you to catch things in real time, you will be able to catch our video and our audio and be able to interact with the show all at the same time. I know. It gets all too confusing. But anyways, if not, you're somewhere in the multitude of everything that's going on. Anyways, with that being said, why don't we start talking about what the hell was trending in the overnight?
Here is what was trending. Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, so when we start talking about the trends of the ends of the end, an iconic piece of sports history sells big at auction, and border officials make a fruity drug bust. We'll talk about that. Also, fans take bets on who Jennifer Lopez will date next. Ow. We'll find out more about that as we get into show business. Also, Ted Lasso Season 4 will be happening, and James Spader reprises an iconic role. And also, the King and Prince Andrews attempt to resolve a housing dispute that foiled by Queen Camilla. So there you go. That's the stuff that is going on right there. So if you're ready, I'm ready, and we can start doing news, because I have people that are waiting from Feature Story News that are wanting to talk to you and go, hey, we got this info. Let's go over it. So if you're ready, I'm ready, and we will do our thingo right now, because I think that that's the plan. That is definitely the plan. So let's go ahead and get you right into the news right now.
Here is the news on the Rated R Safety Show.
From Feature Story News in Brussels, I'm William Denslow. Ukrainian officials say Russia has launched a major drone and missile strike. It comes after several people, including a British national, were killed in missile attacks over the weekend. Explosions were heard in the capital Kyiv during Monday's rush hour, with areas near the Polish border in western Ukraine also targeted. The boss of messaging app Telegram remains in French custody, following his arrest in Paris on Saturday. Pavel Durov is accused of failing to take action to curb the criminal use of his platform. Ross Cullen reports.
The 39-year-old French-Russian citizen was detained as part of a French investigation into alleged offences including fraud, drug trafficking and cyberbullying. Telegram's end-to-end encryption privacy settings have seen the platform widely used by pro-democracy movements in countries like Russia, Belarus and Venezuela, but the app's also said to have hosted child sexual exploitation material and content promoting terrorism. Ross Cullen, Paris.
Israel and Hezbollah exchanged volleys of missiles across the border of southern Lebanon on Sunday, as fears grow over a wider escalation of the war in Gaza. Hezbollah's attack is seen as retaliation for the death of a top commander, and its leader says it will assess the impact of this weekend's attacks before deciding whether to conduct more strikes. 20 people have died and over 5 million impacted by widespread flooding in Bangladesh. The country's interim government has warned that once floodwaters recede, health and food risks could rise. Our South Asia correspondent Neha Punia has more.
Many remote areas are cut off and mobile connectivity in many regions has also been impacted. Locals say there's also a severe shortage of food, medicine and drinking water. The country's interim government has urged all citizens to help with relief work. Many in Dhaka are blaming India, though, for causing, quote, artificial floods by releasing excess water downstream. It's a charge New Delhi has denied.
The Philippines and China clashed in disputed waters of the South China Sea in the latest in a series of confrontations in the strategic waterway. Laura Westbrook reports from Hong Kong.
Manila accused Beijing of aggressive manoeuvres to block its resupply mission, using water cannons and ramming its ship. Beijing said it took control measures and the collision was the Philippines' fault. China claims almost all the South China Sea, despite overlapping claims with the Philippines and other countries. Beijing and Manila agreed to rebuild trust last month, but this latest incident could overshadow those efforts. Laura Westbrook, Hong Kong.
And authorities in Japan are warning people to prepare for an approaching powerful storm. Typhoon Shanshan is set to hit the country's main island from Wednesday and is expected to cause widespread travel disruption. From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN.
With FSN Spotlight, I'm Simon Marks, looking today at last week's Democratic Party convention in Chicago and what it tells us about Kamala Harris's likely approach to foreign policy if the vice president wins the keys to the Oval Office in November. Her speech last Thursday was thin on policy details, both with relation to domestic and global issues. But Anne-Marie Slaughter, the former head of the State Department's policy planning team in the Obama administration, says the speech offered some clues.
She segued from, I stand for freedom for women to determine their bodies, freedom for, in terms of civil rights and all Americans to have an equal shot, and right into, and I stand for freedom in the world. I stand for the United States against tyranny. What you didn't hear was the Biden democracies versus autocracies dimension. It was much more personal. It was Putin's a tyrant, and we know where we stand against tyrants. And again, she listed the autocrats. She made that crack about Donald Trump doesn't stand up to them because he wants to be one. But I was very struck that here was a Democratic candidate, and what I came away with was strength and freedom and patriotism.
She spoke to Foreign Policy magazine. Whether Kamala Harris puts any meat on the very bare bones of that policy will be one of the stories to follow as the US election campaign advances. With FSN Spotlight, I'm Simon Marks.
FSN is an independent source of news for TV, radio and digital networks worldwide. You can find more of our minute-by-minute updates on Twitter. Follow us there at Feature Story. And we have a wealth of audio and video stories from our global news bureaus on Facebook. You can find us there by following Feature Story News. Stay tuned for further updates right here. But for now, that's the latest Feature Story News. William Denslow reporting.
Safety in a way never heard of before. The Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Let me talk to you real quick. What is HelloFresh? With HelloFresh, you get farm fresh, pre-portioned ingredients and seasonal recipes delivered right to your doorstep. Skip trips to the grocery store and count on HelloFresh to make home cooking easy, fun, and affordable. That's why it's America's number one meal kit. Spend your time this month shopping for gifts and sipping cocoa, not stuck at the checkout line. Sign up for HelloFresh and get everything you need to whip up a fresh, tasty meal delivered to your door. Just choose your recipes, select a delivery date, and relax knowing the dinner's on its way. HelloFresh has over 45 recipes and more than 100 seasonal add-on items to choose from every week, so it's easier than ever to find something everyone will enjoy. Go to HelloFresh.com/safetyfmfree. That's HelloFresh.com/safetyfmfree to use the code safetyfmfree for free breakfast for life. One breakfast item per box while subscription is active. That's free breakfast for life at HelloFresh.com/safetyfmfree with code safetyfmfree. FM free. And don't forget that this is why HelloFresh is America's number one meal kit.
Is your safety training old, stale, and hacked? Is your safety trainer still preaching a warped version of behavior-based safety?
How about safety training that actually addresses your hazards in your workplaces and is not standardized baloney from 25 years ago? Contact the Safety Wars team at safetywars.com or call Jim Pozel at 845-269-5772. Remember, if you're receiving this message, you are the solution to unsafe workplaces.
This portion of the show has been sponsored by Private Internet Access, America's number one virtual private network, or VPN. Even if you use incognito mode, internet service providers is storing your browser data and many times even selling it. But Private Internet Access, or PIA, can help you. PIA encrypts and reroutes your internet traffic through one of its own servers, hiding your data from your internet service provider or network admin. And with servers in over 75 countries, you can get unrestricted access to geo-blocked content from around the world. PIA comes with easy-to-use apps and browsers, extension for all devices, a rock-solid privacy policy, open source security, advanced customization settings, and it was just ranked the fastest VPN in the world by PC Magazine. And if you sign up right now with PIA, you can take advantage of a special deal only for Safety FM listeners. Only by using the following link, you can get the digital privacy for less than $2 a month. Yes, you did hear me correctly. Less than $2 a month and an extra 4 months for free. So that means for only $1.98 a month and 83% off, you can get this service for you right now. That's so much more inexpensive than virtually every other VPN on the market. And if you get it right now, you can take PIA's 30-day risk-free challenge. You can try it out for 30 days, see if you like it, and if not, just return it for a full refund. So just go to safetyfm.com/VPN. That's safetyfm.com/VPN to try out the best VPN on the planet completely risk-free. Now remember, safetyfm.com/VPN.
Radio Big. USA, Canada, UK.
It's always amazing to me on how technology changes, and so does the environment that we're in. And cyber criminals will do everything they can to take advantage of a system. If you don't own a home, you have nothing to fear about what I'm about to tell you. But if you own a home like me and you don't guard it with Home Title Lock, you're inviting home title fraud. One of the fastest growing crimes. Cyber thieves around the world know our home values are sky high at the moment, and that makes us a target. The crime is scary simple. Let me explain it to you real quick. A cyber thief simply forges your name on a property sale form and refiles it. That's it. Now he or she is on the deed of your home and you have no idea that you're a victim. Then the person takes out a loan on your home and vanishes, leaving you to prove to the police that you didn't commit bank fraud. Home Title Locks puts a virtual barrier around your home title. The instant they detect any kind of tampering or anybody messing around, they help shut it down. Look, if you have equity in your home, you need to guard it the best way that you can. Some people might even go as far as guarding it with their life. Go to HomeTitleLock.com and register your address to see if you already are a victim. And enter the code RADIO. That's RADIO. That's the code RADIO for 30 days free of protection. That's code RADIO at HomeTitleLock.com.
Always replicated, but never duplicated. Rated R Safety Show.
Yes, Rated R Safety Show. We are currently 17 minutes past the top of the hour as you and I are hanging out on this lovely Monday. So let's get into it. So we've been talking for weeks now a little bit about that Starliner thing with Boeing. You recall, they went up there, they couldn't come back. They've been hanging out at the ISS. Well, let me give you an update on what's going on. The two astronauts who flew the Boeing Starliner capsule to the International Space Station will remain in orbit until February, when SpaceX flight will return them to Earth. NASA confirmed on Saturday the original mission was supposed to be last about 8 days until concerns over Starliner's thrusters and helium leaks extended their stay. Now, Starliner is scheduled to perform an automated return to Earth early next month. And if it all goes as planned, touchdown somewhere in New Mexico. Yeah, New Mexico. The Associated Press points out that Boeing had been hoping the space program could revive the brand, which has struggled amid dangerous aviation disasters in recent months. Needing to be rescued by a primary competitor isn't a good look. So worth noting, four SpaceX crew members already aboard the ISS will return in late September. Their mission already been extended by a month as a result of the Starliner fiasco. This is according to the Associated Press. So, I mean, you know that there was a conversation that we had a few weeks ago. Maybe might have been last week. Maybe it was 2 weeks ago. Who the hell knows? But the biggest issue that was being referenced was that there is not a standardization when it comes to suits, and I'm talking about the suits that the astronauts wear. So what you wear inside of a Starliner could be different than what is worn inside of the actual SpaceX version. So there was concerns about spacesuits on the return there as well. So that's going to be an interesting little gig that will probably have to be addressed at some point again. So you know that somebody's out there today. And if you haven't done it, if you don't know anybody who's done it, maybe you should start the business model of standardizing exactly what a spacesuit should consist of and the plugs. I'm telling you, it will put you worlds ahead in regards to stuff. Or should I say planets ahead in this case? So with that being said, the jersey that Babe Ruth wore in 1932 World Series during his called shot that turned into a home run and sold for more than, are you ready for this? $24 million at auction on Saturday. The winning buyer shelled out $24,120,000. A rep from Heritage Auctions was conducted the sale, calls the greatest sports collectible of all time. It sold last time for less than $1 million. That was over a year ago, or 20 years ago, over a year ago. I was going to say, what a return on investment there. But there you go. 20 years ago, it sold for $1 million. Now it sold for $24,120,000. I mean, I don't know about you, and I'm not a collector and I, you know, all that kind of fun stuff, but man, $24 million on a shirt. I mean, think about that. I mean, there, like I've said this before, there is a market for everything. You just have to find the people that are willing to spend that kind of money inside of the market. Good for the person that found that. Anyway, so let's continue talking. Residents of a Houston area suburb can't quite figure out why the local thieves have been trying to steal small samplings from the front yard. Yeah, the front yard. Home camera footage shows that at least two incidents of a man in a red shirt and a bucket hat making off with the trees. Yeah, and one of his successful yanks it up from the roofs and carries it away. And the second, he struggles at first and then walks away and then returns with a tool to pull it out of the ground. One homeowner caught the man in the act. He told her, I'm straightening it up before taking off. Another resident chased after the man on foot, where he caught him a few blocks away with the tree shopping in a cart. Once confronted, the man promised to return the tree before running off. The victims aren't planning to press charges, but the local media has reached out to the district attorney's office. They have confirmed that stealing tree certainly is a crime, but couldn't recall at the time if they'd charge anyone with it. This is according to ABC 13 coming out of Houston. What a weird thing. I mean, don't get me wrong. There's trees out there that I like, but I have never got up and said, hey, you know what a good idea might be? Let's go steal some trees. I mean, it just hasn't been one of those things that I've given consideration to. So I don't know. It gets weird right away. Anyways, customs officials in San Diego have stopped a massive shipment that poorly disguised as watermelon. The drug traffickers stuffed more than 1,200 baggies of meth in a large round package wrapped in paper to look like the outer ridge of a watermelon mixed with the real thing. In total, they tried to haul up about 4,500 pounds worth of drugs. The driver tractor trailer inbound from Mexico has been transferred to Homeland Security. Huh. What an interesting thing. So what does a poorly disguised watermelon look like? Oh, I got it. Hold on. I'm going to show this to you, because if you are on the video streamer, we definitely need to take a look at this together, because if anybody ever tried to pass this off to you as a watermelon, please don't be fooled, because I don't think that this would pass off a watermelon even to a small child. I mean, look at that thing. Look at the ripples that are on, look at the ripples that are on the watermelon, if you get a chance, of course. So, yeah, I mean, I don't get that. I mean, it's not even close to looking very watermelon-y. Let's take a look at some of the other pictures. I mean, you can see right there that it's not the greatest, but, I mean, here, it is, like, dead obvious that it's not even remotely close to what it should be. But, hey, I mean, I don't know. I think things get weird right away anyways when it comes to a lot of things, but I just like to point those things out. I mean, you do you, because that is just a strange element altogether. So there you go. So take a listen to this one. Window cleaner Steve Wadlow may be in possession of the first portrait of William Shakespeare ever. Yeah, the painting was purchased by Wardlow's dad at some estate sale in 1960. It dates back around 1595 when Shakespeare would have been 31, according to several experts. Historians have yet confirmed the authenticity of the portrait, though one art dealer valued for over $264 million if it's real. The only confirmed painting of Shakespeare is known as the Cub portrait that hangs in some Park County house in Surrey. That one dates back to 1612. This is according to the Sun. I mean, a few moments ago, we were talking about a jersey that was $24 million. So why not throw a pitcher down for $264 million? I mean, I can think of a lot of things. But man, a pitcher that's worth $264 million. Don't get it. But hey, there's a market for everything out there for sure.
We at Safety FM are not responsible for what this idiot behind the microphone is saying.
He is trying to be entertaining.
Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, so let's talk about this. Justin and Haley Bieber welcomed their first child, a son named Jack Blues Bieber. He announced the news on Instagram, sharing a photo of the newborn foot. No word yet when Jack arrived. When he came out, I would imagine. So there you go. Linda Mathis has filed for divorce from TV personality Judge Greg Mathis after 39 years of marriage. He's 64, she's 61. The date of separation is July the 17th, citing irreconcilable differences as the reason of the split. So they have four kids. All of them are adults, so no child support or custody disputes. No word on if they had a prenup. So there you go. Greg Mathis, yeah, 39 years of marriage. I mean, that's a long time to be with someone to all of a sudden say, hey, it's time to call it a day. I mean, I don't know. I mean, everybody has to do their own thing. I mean, I know I have a couple that I know that they're calling it quits after 50. And I'm like, that's a long time. I mean, that's a long time for, I mean, to wake up one day and say, hey, you know, this is not working out. I don't know. I don't get, I mean, I have a hard time understanding things when it comes to stuff like that. I mean, irreconcilable differences. Like, what did you do 39 years later? I mean, you didn't notice this after year X, but everybody has their own weird relationship. So there you go. Take a listen to this real quick. Slipknot keyboardist Sid Wilson suffered serious burns to his face and arms after trying to stroke a bonfire on the property where he lives at with girlfriend Kelly Osbourne. The 47-year-old posted photos of the injuries, which include charred eyebrows, a blistered lip, and burns on his arms. The band also posted the incident on Instagram, writing that despite the injuries, Wilson will still perform them at Rock Oklahoma. Well, hold on. Rock. Wow, it's like Rock and Oklahoma mixed together on September the 1st. So, shit. I mean, that's giving a very short period of time to recoup. But I guess that's the way that it goes right there. So, there you go. Anyways, let's talk about this weekend's box office because there was some stuff going on. So let's talk about this. At number 10 was Inside Out 2 with $2.1 million. Keep in mind, that's already available for streaming. Also, Despicable Me 4, $4.4 million. Number 9, that's already available for streaming as well. Now, here's where this gets interesting. Here is a remake movie. And keep in mind that Hollywood has this bad habit of wanting to remake movies over and over and over again. But the problem that you run into this particular movie is that the original version is loved by so many that I think that even trying to remake this is going to be super difficult. If I recall this is the fourth iteration of this movie, or there's like two or three other parts, and this is another one for this. And this is The Crow, coming in at number 8 with $4.6 million. This was brand new in theaters. Also, number 7 was Caroline with $5 million. It was a re-release. And number 6 was Twisters, which is already available on streaming as well. $6.2 million coming in at number 6. The Forge coming in at $6.6 million. Blink Twice, which is Zoe Kravitz's new directorial movie, are directed by her. Blink Twice, $7.3 million, number 4. At number 3, It Ends With Us, with $11.8 million. At number 2, Aliens Falls Down from the number 1 spot, with $16.2 million. and going back into the number one spot with $18.3 million. You're definitely going to have to call this the movie of the summer. Just, it's going to be the way that it works. Deadpool and Wolverine. Yep. Going back to the number one spot. So there you go. Also, let's talk about some numbers because people care about this. So on Friday, the Dow gained about 462 points to close at 41,175. The S&P closed at increased by 63 points and closed at 5,634. And the NASDAQ added about 258 points to close at 17,877. West Texas Intermediate closed at $78 a barrel, and Brent crude was at $78 a barrel. The national average price of a gallon of gas was $3.35, and Bitcoin gained about, gained on the weekend trading right around $64,000. That was on Sunday evening, just for information purposes. Also, there was more than 3,241 flights delayed within, into, and out of the United States on Sunday, and about 115 such cancellations. Tuesday night's Mega Million drawing will be for $575 million jackpot, or a $285.5 million cash payout. So if you want to play the game, you have the opportunity to do so. Tonight's Powerball drawing will be for $44 million jackpot, or a $21.9 million payout. So there you go. Just saying, just throwing out some numbers right there. So we talked about this at the very beginning of the hour. It's a terrible thing to talk about, but let's do it anyways. Jennifer Lopez wants to get back to being Jenny from the Block and has requested her name to be restored to Jennifer Lynn Lopez, no longer wishing to be known by her legal name as Jennifer Lynn Affleck. This is according to E! Did we ever know that she was going by Jennifer Affleck? So there you go. Also, elsewhere, people are betting on who she will pick next, with Eminem being the favorite so far. Other contenders include The Weeknd and her former fiancé, Alex Rodriguez. Meanwhile, oddsmakers think that Ben Affleck should be getting back together with his ex-wife, Jennifer Garner, or former co-star Emily, whatever her last name is, because I can't pronounce it, or all the Kardashian sisters are in the running. This is according to TMZ. Who makes these things? Like, seriously, who makes these things? This can't be serious. This is not serious biz. This is this conversation stuff in regards of doing some things. Anyways, with that being said, we are so close to that, you know, that minute marker where we start doing our main story that I think it might be time to do that thing. Because if we don't do it now, then I will do it later and then we'll be running behind. And then I'll be like, hey, you know what? We're running behind. So why don't we go ahead and get into our main story right now, because that's going to be important.
Here is our main story on the Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, so there we go. Main story time. And it's time to sit back, talk, and hang out. You know, there's always a lot of stuff going on in our industry. And there's a lot of changes that take place. There's a lot of stuff that we need to look at. There is a lot of stuff that we probably need to figure out how to apply it to our workplace and see what works out best. Now, here's the fun part. You can go to a conference this week. You can go to a conference next week. You can go to a conference whenever you want. You can go to a workshop whenever you want. And once you get there, there's going to be information that's going to be distributed to you. There's going to be information that's shared with you. There's going to be information that's going to give you the opportunity to learn something potentially that you may or may not know. And as you're going through the process and you're learning these things, here's where these opportunities become more and more interesting. You have the opportunity of learning this new information because it is something that you might have not heard. It is something that you might have not tested. Now, I will tell you, when I go to a conference, I've been amazed on seeing how many repeat conference attendees for the same subject matter occur. And I'm not talking about the people that are speaking at it. I'm talking about the people that show up. Now, here's what I want to talk about, because I think that this is important and we kind of sometimes tend to mess this up. And I'm talking about us as practitioners here. You know that if you go to a conference and you hang out and start talking to people and they're telling you on how something can be done, does not necessarily mean that the format that they're telling you on how something will work will actually work at your workplace. Yeah, hello. You heard me there correctly. Just because someone in a workshop or at a conference is telling you about something that you can test does not mean that it will work at your workplace. Yep, I know. Some people are not going to love that. And let me explain why I say this. The problem we run into is that we don't tend to have as much adaptability as that we would like to have. And when I say this, I'm trying to say something in particular here. The following thing is what occurs. We think that a lot of times our stuff needs to be one size fits all. And it doesn't work that way. One size doesn't always fit all. I mean, sometimes people want one size to fit most. That doesn't work either. I will tell you, from experience that knowing that sometimes size is going to be a huge difference in regards on how you do things and how the approach on how you take things on when you're moving forward with stuff. Now, let me explain what I'm saying here. When you go into an organization and you're testing something for the first time, you have to be adaptable, because if you go in there guns blazing, as people like to say, in regards to trying to change and do implementations without really listening to what has gone on to that point, it becomes extremely difficult. Now, you can have conversations. You can have those moments of going, this is what's going to work best. But if you do not implement it properly, it becomes extremely difficult. And let me explain this real quick. If you work at a place that has multiple locations, this becomes extremely difficult. You might go to one location and do an attempt to an implementation, and it works smooth as you had it planned out. It works smooth on how you wanted to do things. But then all of a sudden, you have an implementation that you wanted to do. You have an implementation on something that you were trying to do, and things don't work out too well. Things don't work out in the way that you wanted them to, because you didn't take the moment to adjust what needed to be adjusted for the other portion of the organization that you're going into. And this becomes extremely difficult. People have a hard time with this, because it's not like we took a package off the shelf and said, this is what we're implementing. No, it's adjustable. People are different. And here's the thing. I've noticed that when you're implementing some things, when you're going into an organization and you're wanting to change things up, it's mostly not so much about the talking. It's about the listening on your part on what needs to be adjusted. Now, here's the great part about this, is that if you go into an organization and start talking and start taking a listen to what people have to say, you will know exactly how that rollout needs to be. And here's the issue, is that the adaptability factor is the biggest factor of the whole thing. It is the adjusting to make sure that everything will be able to go correctly in, that everything will be able to be a little bit more tailored to what you're looking for, because you don't want to go in there and overdo it. That's not really what you want to do. You want to make sure that you're implementing the process as it needs to be done, step by step, piece by piece, inch by inch, whatever you want to do, but a very slow portion. You can't just go in there and be like, okay, this is it. We're changing everything. Because then all of a sudden it becomes that flavor of the week thing. And that's what you're trying to avoid. You're trying to make sure that people are taking a listen to what's going on and what all needs to change. So think about that. Think about that today. When you're going to do some kind of implementation, when something is going to be changed within your organization, how exactly are these things going to be implemented? And how would you be willing to be adjustable? And are you adjustable in regards to what needs to be done? Maybe that is the biggest factor of them all when you really think about it.
Oops, what did he just say?
We at Safety FM don't always agree with the viewpoints of our hosts and guests.
Now back to real safety talk on Safety FM.
Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the home of real safety talk.
You are listening to Safety FM. We'll be right back.
Hey there, Jay Allen here with Safety FM, where we just don't talk about safety, we live it. And when it comes to safeguarding your future, there's no better partner than Acorns.
This part of the show has been brought to you by Acorns, and a powerful tool that makes saving and investing easier than ever. We all know that investing can feel overwhelming, especially with busy lives and no time to dive into the nitty-gritty of financial markets, but Acorns changes the game.
With Acorns, you don't need to be a financial expert or have a hefty sum of money to get started. In fact, Acorns lets you begin with just spare change. It's all about those small steps, small investments today that can build into something much bigger over time. Acorns recommends that the expert build portfolio designed to fit financial goals. Then it does the heavy lifting for you by automatically investing your money. It's like having a financial advisor in your pocket working around the clock to help your money grow. So why wait? Head over to acorns.com/safetyfm or download the Acorns app and take that first step towards securing your future today. Remember, in the world of safety and investing, small actions today can lead to mighty outcomes tomorrow. Paid non-client endorsement. Compensation provides an incentive to positively promote Acorns. Investing involves risk. Acorns Advisors LLC and SEC registered investment advisors. View important disclosures at acorn.com/safetyfm. At Safety FM, we're all about making smart decisions on the job and in life. So take control of your financial future. This is Jay Allen reminding you to stay safe, stay smart, and invest in your tomorrow.
Safety never sounded so terrible.
Rated R Safety Show.
If you're anything like me, you have certain tendencies to put things off, such as filing taxes, seeing the doctor, you know, working on that home improvement project that you're supposed to be doing, but you just haven't gotten to it. And while most of the times it works out, the one thing in life that you really cannot afford to wait on is setting up term coverage life insurance. You've probably seen life insurance commercials on TV and thought, yeah, I'll look into it later. Well, the answer is no. This isn't something that you can wait for. Choose life insurance through Ladder today. Ladder is 100% digital, no doctors, no needles, no paperwork. When you apply for $3 million in coverage or less, just answer a few questions about your health in an application. Ladder's customers rate them 4.8 out of 5 stars on Trustpilot, and they've made Forbes Best Life Insurance in 2021's list. You just need a few minutes and a phone or a laptop to apply. Ladder's smart algorithm works in real time, so you'll find out if you're instantly approved. No hidden fees, cancel anytime. Get full refund if you change your mind in the first 30 days. Ladder policies are issued by insurers with long proven histories of paying claims. They're rated A and A plus by AM Best. Finally, since life insurance costs more as you age, now is the time to cross it off your list. So go to ladder.com/safetyfm today to see if you're instantly approved. That's ladder.com/safetyfm. ladderlife.com/safetyfm.
Radio.
I know you all want to hit your revenue targets and get the launch done. Well, making sure that your team knows what to do and how to do it is a huge part of it. So I'm sure that you all do different kinds of training, and I'm willing to bet that you probably use PowerPoint, Zoom, etc. I also bet that when you get someone droning on about a topic using these tools, you probably zone out. And your team does too. I mean, it is a reality of what happens. That's why I strongly recommend a tool called Articulate 360. That makes it so easy to whip together interactive, really beautiful e-learnings that really engages people and gets info across. You can create short-form micro-learning, super interactive courses, and really whatever you need when you're in their site. Then with a couple of clicks, you can send it out and check on it and see the progress of your team. Your team can also check back on the training anytime they want in a super simple portal. Literally everyone uses Articulate. Over 120,000 companies and all 100 Fortune 100 companies. Check it out at articulate.com/360 to start a free trial. That's articulate.com/360 to start your free trial. And don't forget to tell them that I was the one that sent you there.
Tearing the ass out of you like gas station sushi.
People take away what you had saved up for
Okay, there you go. Exactly. Let's see. 46 minutes past the top of the hour. As we are hanging out here on the Rated R Safety Show. You right here are taking a listen to Sarah London. Free Space. Yeah, thanks to Kara London for allowing us to play this here on the Rated R Safety Show.
Yeah.
Good times. You know, we've been enjoying quite a bit of her music over the last few days. I mean, we were doing it towards the end of last week, too. That's why I say last few days. It's not like we hung out over the weekend. Or maybe we did, and I just didn't know it. So thanks to Kara London for allowing us to play this. The song's readily available on Spotify, YouTube Music, and Apple Music. Song titled Free Space. So there you go. Anyways, thank you so much for allowing that. Let's continue on and talking real quick. I had a minor problem with the headphones. I'm not going to lie. And that's why it took me a little bit longer to get back. You know, that's what's going on behind the scenes. If you want to know the behind the scenes commentary. But anyways, let me tell you about the most important thing that I'm ever going to tell you in my lifetime. And that's about my friends at To Write Love on Our Arms. No matter what you're facing, you deserve to be connected to help. And To Write Love on Our Arms wants you to know that people have been where you are now and things can get better. To find out more information, all you have to do is go to TWLOHA.com. That's TWLOHA.com to write love on her arms. So, with that being said, let's talk real quick. Once you get there and you go to TWLOHA.com, click on the far right-hand side and click on the section that says Find Help. Once you get there, they'll have information about addiction, depression, anxiety, eating disorders, self-injury, suicide, trauma, and grief support, just to name a few things. Listen, they're there 24 hours a day, 7 days a week to be able to help you. If you don't want to do the website, you can do text messaging, and there's all kinds of text resources that are available too for you. If you're looking for the crisis text line for the U.S. and Canada, 741-741. Crisis text line for the U.K., you can do 85258. Crisis text line for Ireland, 50808. If you're looking for the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline, 988. That's text or phone call for that one. So there you go. Always some information readily available to be able to share with you about what is going on. TWLOHA.com to write love on her arms. So a lot of information as we are going, and talking and moving and grooving as we are going through everything right here. So there you go. Anyways, let's talk about some things that are going on inside of the world-o, because that is what we do around here. By the way, before I forget, Labor Day. Are you guys working Labor Day? Trying to figure it out. A lot of stuff going on that week, as you already know. So, I mean, I guess we'll take a look at it together. But let me tell you this real quick, just for information. Pumpkin Spice Fate. Yeah, although it's made its annual appearance in some of the other countries weeks ago, Starbucks Pumpkin Spice Latte made its grand return to North American stores on Thursday. And while many for this season of celebration, yeah, that's what some people think, dietitians are warning that if you're planning to enjoy the Pumpkin Spice Latte or PSL all season long, you might want to ease up just a bit. Why? 16 ounces is a Pumpkin Spice Latte. A grande contains 50 grams of sugar, 390 calories, and 14 grams of fat, 9 grams of saturated fat. The American Heart Association says that women should have no more than 25 grams of sugar per day. And while men should be somewhere close to 36, the AHA also recommends that fat should make up 25 to 35% of your calories, which is 56 to 78 grams for a 2,000 calorie diet. Saturated fat should be limited to less than 7% of your daily calories, or around 13 grams per day. So as you can see, the PSL makes up a large amount of a lot of sinful consumption each day. And one nutritionist says a PSL should be looked at as a dessert rather than a drink. The good news is that the clovers and cinnamons in the PSL are an excellent source of antioxidants. Ginger and nutmeg also have health benefits. A 2021 study found that the spices in PSL are associated with feeling of nostalgia, which could be good for your mental health. But gaining 11 pounds before the holiday season even starts, not a good thing for your mental health. I'm just throwing that out there. I mean, let's not lie here. A lot of people talk about this drink. It is like they have been waiting all year long just to make sure that they are able to get to this drink right here. And then you get there and go, okay, I got my PSL. What is it worth to me? So there you go. Anyways, let's talk about some other stuff that's going on, because why would you not want to do that? Let's talk about some whack facts real quick. Only 30% of people can flare their nostrils. Did you know that? Also, eating 100 calories gives you the energy to propel a bicycle 3 miles. Yep, when Play-Doh was first introduced in 1956, the only color was off-white. The term junkie comes from the fact of heroin users in the early 1900s would collect and sell scrap metal to pay for their fix. Also, Chinese requires no punctuation. Hey, my kind of language. And a single dairy cow can pass more than 300 pounds of gas per year. That's something to think about. And then some. Anyways, let's think about something a little bit more cheerful. And I think that that would be John Smalls with the Motivation Minute.
The Motivation Minute, brought to you by GenesisGoldIRA.com.
The Motivation Minute.
Today's quote was submitted by Randy. Vince Lombardi said, "The only place success comes before work is in the dictionary." That's true. I watched a video the other day of a young person getting their first paycheck. At first, they were excited because they worked their first job and they were super proud of themselves. Rightfully so. Then they opened the envelope and saw how much money was taken out for taxes and how much more was taken out for Social Security. And then they went from excited to just deflated. It was a shock to their system to see that. They remember how much time and effort they put in, and they saw how much was gone. It's an eye-opener. Someday, he will be in a better place. But he needs to work towards that. We all do.
The Motivation Minute.
Today's Motivation Minute, courtesy of GenesisGoldIRA.com. I'm John Small. Thanks for listening. Your favorite motivational quotes can be submitted for upcoming programs at MotivationMinute.org.
Hello, I'm Richard Exley with your one-minute devotion. Studies show that most bad investments are made out of greed. A man sees an opportunity to get rich quick, and it blinds him to the risk involved. The wise man put it this way: a hard worker has plenty of food, but a person who chases fantasies has no sense. That's Proverbs 12:11. Inevitably, his family suffers the consequences. Proverbs 15:27 says, "A greedy man brings trouble to his family." Lord, help us to be content without being complacent, to be industrious without being greedy, to be prudent without being obsessively cautious. Above all else, give us a thankful heart and a generous spirit. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
If these devotions are a blessing and an encouragement to you, you can subscribe at oneminutedevotion.com.
Here is the news on the Rated R Safety Show.
From Feature Story News in Brussels, I'm William Denslow. Ukrainian officials say Russia has launched a major drone and missile strike. It comes after several people, including a British national, were killed in missile attacks over the weekend. Tensions are growing after Israel and Hezbollah exchanged missile strikes over the weekend across the border of southern Lebanon. And Telegram's founder says he's nothing to hide after being arrested for allegedly failing to prevent criminal activity on the messaging app.
We are radio. We are sarcasm. We are both combined. Radio Big.
Oh, yes, little combination of stuff always is a good time when we are talking. Anyways, with that being said, let's take a look at some things that happened back on this date. As I take a look around, let's see. Let's do 2016. San Francisco 49ers quarterback Colin Kaepernick kneels during the national anthem to protest racial injustice and police brutality in the U.S. The pose would be emulated by other athletes to show their support for the cause. Kaepernick, however, was has not thrown a football professionally since the end of that season. That was 2016. So we're talking about 8 years now since then. So there you go. Also, if we're talking about some birthdays for today, let's see. Charlie Glipsy turns 26. Kiki Palmer turns 31. Dylan O'Brien turns 33. James Harden, 35. Danielle Sarve, 36. Evan Ross, 36 as well. Cassie Ventura, 38. St. John, 38. Rob Cantor, 41. John Mulaney turns 42. Macaulay Culkin turns 44. Chris Pine turns 44. Hold on. John Mulaney and Chris Pine have the same birthday 2 years apart, and they both dated Olivia Biden. That's interesting. Okay, and Melissa McCarthy turns 54 today, so there you go. That's some birthdays that are going on right there. If you're looking at some days of the year to celebrate, National Cherry Popsicle Day, Gravy Wrestling Championship. Don't even know what that is, but okay. Late Summer Bank Holiday, National Toilet Paper Day, National Webmistress Day, National Dog Day, National Woman Equality Day, National Heroes Day. So there you go. Some stuff going on right there as we are hanging out. So there you go. A lot of stuff, little time. That's the way that it goes always around here. Let's see. Let me tell you about this. When I looked this morning, I think there's like two. Anyways, the Conklin Conference coming up next month, September the 10th. Through the 12th, that means that it's about 2 weeks away, give or take, if I'm terrible as a mathematician. So September the 10th through the 12th, Santa Fe, New Mexico. To find out more information, safetyfm.io. That's safetyfm.io to find out some more information about the event. So there you go. Anyways, let's see. What else do I have for you? If you need a random joke for today, I have one of those. The best part of waking up hasn't been invented yet. If you need a phone starter for today, what's an unwritten rule that everyone should know, aside of the one about the left lane being the for passing and the one about pineapple not belonging on pizza? You know, let's skip those two. If you need a question for the water cooler, try this. 49% of us admit it. We haven't lied about this while on vacation. What is it? Spotty Wi-Fi coverage. Yeah. Yeah. So there you go. So there you go. Some other stuff going on. So there you go. That's going to sum up our time together. I really do appreciate you hanging out with me on this lovely Monday. At the top of the hour, I'll be going over to RadioBig.fm if you want to come and hang out with me for the next couple hours or so. If not, that's perfectly fine. The other side to the equation, if you stay on Safety FM, Sheldon Primus will come in, take over and do the things that he does. So there you go. Some options there always available and what we have going on. Anyways, thank you for always being the best part of Safety FM and Radio Big, and that is the listener, because without you, it makes no sense to do what we do around here. If I can leave you with a deep thought for today, I would love to leave you with this. Whatever you do today, do it with confidence of a four-year-old in a Batman t-shirt. Think about that. That's going to take you places that you never thought that you would go. Anyways, I know who you are.
Duh.
You know who I am. Love ya, mean it, and goodbye.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the host and its guest and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the company. Examples of analysis discussed within this podcast are only examples. They should not be utilized in the real world as the only solution available, as they are based only on very limited and dated open source information. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the position of the company. No part of this podcast may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of the creator of the podcast, Jay Allen. Selfish people take away USA.